Welcome to the don't know what to call this episode of the podcast. The okay. The show. All right. Sure. You want to start the show off? Where do we go?
Since we just watched it, AEW.
Okay, let's go with Rampage, because Rampage starts off the AEW weekend show stuff, and it started off with the match for no reason. Dustin Rhodes versus Butcher. Like, there was no reason for this match.
To them, I think it was the whole big man fight, the meaty man, if you will. Like, that whole narrative, they did try to popularize that, which it is, but still, like, certain matches in that genre should not happen.
Yeah, and the fact that they said, like, on commentary, they're like, Dustin Rhodes wanted this match. No, he just wanted a fight. He didn't want this match, and this match was just a match. Like, what the fuck?
The first person that came along.
Yeah, and the bad part, it wasn't even, like, really good. And that's not, like, saying anything about Dustin. It just wasn't a good match because it was like, oh, wow, it just was a match.
Yeah.
And then we had something stupid, really stupid. We had Jay White go to Billy Gunn's house. And this was so stupid because he goes to the house and it's him and the Ass Boys, but somebody else is filming it because the three of them are on camera the whole time. So there's a third person filming it, and they just never acknowledge the third person. They never acknowledge them.
You know who it was.
Exactly.
You know who it was. And, like, they're not saying, but he's back.
Yeah, they're doing all of this dumb shit. And it's just like they're throwing stuff in the trash, and then, like, at the very end, Switchblade's about to hit the TV with the golden bat, and then Billy walks in and is like, him and his wife walk in and is like, hey, what are you guys doing? And it was like, oh, shit! And they run, and the person drops the camera, and they just, all four of them just run out of the house. It's like, that was dumb.
Like, it's so much wrong with it. First of all, you have a quote-unquote metal bat. Well, gold, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Second, there's four of you. There's only one of him.
Exactly. It's so weird. It was just so weird. It just was like the most weird random thing. It was like, AEW does better shit than this, and this was like, this was not it. It was dumb.
Yeah. Even the comical shit is better, you know what I mean? Which that's what they were trying to go for, but it didn't hit.
Yeah, it just made me just go, this sucks. That was just dumb as hell.
Yeah.
So then we had Deonna Purrazzo, and she faced a local wrestler. And Deonna Purrazzo won. The funny thing about it, they never mentioned anything else about Deonna Purrazzo going for the title. They didn't mention her having beef with Thunder Rosa. They just said, oh, yeah, Thunder Rosa beat Mariah May and Toni Storm. And that's all they mentioned about it. And it was like, yeah, Deonna Purrazzo was like one of the best women's wrestlers. It's like, okay, but like, you're not going to mention anything about this whole world title segment? Like, anything? Nope. We're just going to gloss over it.
Question.
Answer.
Like, during this match, did you sense a little bit more aggression than usual from her? Like, for example, at the end, she held on to that her finish move a little longer than usual. Not as long as, like, they would ring the bell or whatever, but a few seconds. Like, you know.
No, 100%. No. She's turning heel. Like, she's turning heel. Like, she's definitely going heel. But, like, none of this was, like, the lead up to her beating up Thunder Rosa or none of that. It just was like, no, like, we're not even going to mention that. We're just going to move on, and she's just going to have this match. And I was like, so... Yeah. We're not going to acknowledge nothing. And then the craziest part about it was Toni Storm and Mariah May came out right after that. Like, right the fuck after that. And it was like, so we're still not going to acknowledge that? At all?
Nope.
Nope. Because Then Toni Storm was, quote unquote, supposed to have a match. And she said, well, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to give this match to my understudy. So she made Mariah May have a match with another young local talent. And of course, Mariah May beat her in like 2 minutes. I mean, okay. Yeah, it was. I was like, I was perfectly fine with it because, like once again, it didn't advance any part of the story. But it was just like, yeah, that's happened. I was like, okay. And we'll get
for intents and purposes, the whole local talent thing. We used to refer to them back in the day as jobbers. Jobbers has a whole new narrative now, I think, but. You know, back in the day it was jobber, so it is a natural thing, like a squash match to like progress the person. So it's okay.
Yeah, but I don't refer to them as jobbers because like they're indie wrestlers, like they're indie wrestlers, and yeah. Like in like later years they could be on AEW or like WWE or whatever. They could be somewhere. So I just call them local talents because most of the time they don't even fucking put their names up. So it's like
yeah. So, no, I'm not saying I call them that now. It just back in the day, that's what they used to do, you know?
Yeah, so then at the end of it, they did, like, Toni congratulated her, and she went cheek-to-cheek with Mariah, and Mariah was just like, she held her cheek, was like, oh my God, she touched me. This is so great, which comes into play later on.
Yes, it does.
So once again, we get this whole Zack Knight and Harley Cameron thing. I swear that I want nothing to do with this. I don't give a shit about any of this. I want nothing to do with this. Never bring this shit up to me again. I don't want it on AEW television. I want nothing to do with this. This literally has been playing out for at least 5 fucking weeks backstage. This has never went to the ring. This has never went in front of the fucking camera. Nothing has happened except behind the scenes on fucking backstage segments over and over and over. Fucking, what is this goddamn? Angelo Parker came out of nowhere and punched Zach, and they had a little back and forth brawl, and it was just over in like 2 seconds. And then Ruby comes out of nowhere, and Ruby goes, I told you not to get involved. And then Ruby kisses him. She's like, I like that. And I want none of this. I want this to just disappear off of my television forever. This is the dumbest shit. It's nothing.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like you said, like I liked it. I didn't take that from that. I took like she left him. like a goodbye kiss. Like, you didn't listen to me. I'm done. Bye.
No. She grabbed him and pulled him in and kissed him.
Okay. Hopefully I'm wrong.
But the thing is, like, I want none of this. I don't want this at all. Like, I don't want any of this. Like, I just want this to go away. Like, please never bring this back. Like, take every one of those people and throw them in another feud and have them wrestle. Never again. I don't want any of this backstage bullshit. This shit is so fucking annoying. It's been going on for 5 fucking weeks. Over and over and over. Nothing has gotten accomplished. Nobody has gotten advanced. Nobody gives a fuck about this. No one cares. Let somebody wrestle or just like drop this whole thing completely. Jesus fucking Christ. It is so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Like, it's so dumb. Then we had a Righteous segment where they're talking about their match against BBC coming up on Collision. It was like, okay, cool. So then we had the main event in Canada. It was Roderick Strong versus Daddy Magic, Matt Menard, who Matt Menard is from Canada. So this is a rare, they beat the Canadian. And it happened. They beat the shit out of Matt Menard. He had a little bit of a good showing, but they beat the shit out of him. So after the match, they still whooped his ass, and everybody started chanting for Danny Garcia, and he came out. So I'm okay if they have Danny Garcia versus Roderick Strong for the international title. I'm cool with that.
100%.
Because like, as soon as I seen that, I was like, ooh, that's something I never thought of. I was like, that would be a sexy match. And I was like, wow, like, And that, so like, that set up something, like, for me to saying, I never expected something like this that happened on Collision, where I was like, you know what? I'm actually okay with this. Like, am I actually okay with this? Like, even though it'd probably be, but yeah, I'm totally okay with it. So,
okay.
Then we go to Collision. And I don't know what the fuck was going on with TNT and AEW Collision at the very beginning, because this was the most weird, random shit. Because usually right before the show comes on, there's credits for the show before it. And it's now 8:01. Instead of showing like a preview of what's next, they just go right to fucking Collision. Like, Collision is on the top, but the credits are still rolling on the bottom. And you're like, what the fuck is going on? This is weird. Adam Copeland is coming out, and they're just, like, talking about Adam Copeland. You're like, wait, what the fuck is going on? And then when the credits leave, they do a picture-in-picture of how Adam Copeland won. And because they never gave a pure opening, like, Copeland is in the top where, like, he's live. But it says TV-14 and, like, just all over him where you can't even see what the fuck is going on when he's in the ring. You're like, what the fuck is happening? This was, like, a weird-ass thing that TNT did. It was so fucking random. I was like, what the fuck?
Someone lost their job.
They had to, because, like, that was so weird. Like, TNT just, like, totally dropped the ball. It was like, oh, shit, we were supposed to, like, clear this shit off a little bit earlier. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like, that's so disrespectful to AEW.
Yep.
So then we had the Cope Oakland, and Cope was basically saying, you know what? I'm going to do basically what every other good TBS TNT champion has done before them, have an open challenge. And I want anybody to come out. Now, here's the funny part. And I did, like, I have not been scouring the internet like I usually do, because for about 3 to 4 days, this has been a random joke. When they said Copeland's doing a Cope Oakland, for 3 to 4 days, people have randomly joked it was going to be Zack Ryder. They're like, oh, it's going to be Zack Ryder. It's going to be Zack Ryder. Haha, it's going to be Zack Ryder. And they joked about it. I seen everybody go, oh my God, I wasn't serious, but I was joking. I didn't think this would happen. It was even a girl who does YouTube reactions. Like, right before he came out, she literally was like, she's like, yeah, it's going to be Zack Ryder. And then she goes, oh my God, no, I didn't mean that this was going to happen. I just, like, read this on the internet like 5 minutes ago, and I just said it out loud. I didn't think it was going to happen. And it's like, everybody literally called this for 3 days. Me, I did not care. Like, I did not care to call it. It was like, I was like, no, I'm going to figure out who this is. So when he showed up, it was like, oh, this is actually a shock. They have history. They go back with the whole Edgehead things. I was like, oh, this makes sense. And
it was good.
Oh, they had a really good match. They had a really fucking good match. And I was like, oh, shit, this is good. And Matt, like, almost won, but then he lost. And I was like, oh, shit, he lost. And then the thing happened where I was like, oh, you know what? I actually didn't know I wanted this, but I kind of want this. And then AEW actually screwed me, because the lights went out. And Edge was standing there, and the lights come back on, and Malakai Black is standing there in front of Edge. And I'm like, okay, they're going for the TNT title. This is happening. This is happening. Buddy Murphy attacks Edge, and I'm like, okay, so they're gonna do it, like, leading up to this. This is how this is gonna get to. And then Mark Briscoe showed up. I was like, yeah, so they're, like, they're gonna do this thing. And then Eddie Kingston showed up. I was like, oh, so they're gonna do, you know, they're just gonna do stuff until we get there. And the funniest part about this is Eddie Kingston and Mark Briscoe will have a match for the Ring of Honor World Title next week. And commentary literally said it like 5 fucking times. While they're helping Edge, they're like, you know, these two are going to be wrestling for the world title next week. Like, how are they even helping each other right now? Oh, I guess it's just the respect for Edge, I guess. But you know that they're going to fight each other for the Ring of Honor World Championship next Friday at Ring of Honor Supercard. I'm like, Yeah, like, so why are they helping each other?
It was, plus they're friends, so.
Yes, it was, like, everything about this was weird. And then, at the end, Ian Riccoboni literally goes, yeah, and next Friday will be 11 years to the day when Mark's older brother, Jay Briscoe, won the Ring of Honor world title. Can Mark Briscoe do it? And I'm like, what match are we promoting? I'm confused. I was so confused. It was like they literally promoted a whole nother match. We have like one or two matches here. And I don't know what's going on. I'm like, what is happening? Like, what is happening? It was so random.
It was.
Like, that's the weirdest thing. Like, that was the weirdest thing about this whole thing. Because it's like, this makes no sense. Well, that wasn't the weirdest thing, because the weirdest thing was the next thing was the Acclaim. They came out, no raps, and they basically just shut up Daddy Ass versus Jay White next week. And then, wait, and then it gets even better, because Anthony Bowens goes, yeah, and we're going to be the true Trios champions, because we're going to beat you guys for the Trios championship. When the fuck did that match get set up? When did that happen? Like, you just said it, like, out your mouth. Like, we're going to beat you for the titles. It never got set up. There's no plan for it. It's never, like, on Dynasty or nothing. It's like, we're going to beat you for those titles. What is happening? Like, when did this even get set up?
In the words of AJ Styles, and I'm referring to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cap. Oh, that's Cap. You know damn well how Tony Khan works, right? You say it in the fucking ring. We're having a match. Tony Khan, 5 seconds later, oh, graphic pops up, it's a match.
That's the funny part. It didn't happen.
Yeah, the graphic didn't pop up, but yeah. Once you say it, it happens.
Because that's what I was expecting too. I'm like, oh, they're gonna have a match. There was no graphic, so I'm like, what the fuck were you even promoting? Like, what were you promoting? Yeah. Like, and then we had something.
Also,
uh-huh.
I was going to say, also, for that Daddy Ass versus Jay White match, right? Did mm-hmm. you notice something?
What?
I forget which one it was, if it was Max or Anthony, but they was like, listen, we're going to stay in the back. Ass boys, you stay in the back too. Let them go one-on-one, and we see who truly is the best from Daddy Ass and Jay White, right? So everybody stay in the back, right? You know there's going to be fuckery, because as you said with the fucking segment earlier, there's a fourth guy, which we both know who it is. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
He's going to show up in this match.
Exactly. And it's just, I think it's all dumb. I think it's all fucking dumb. I want this to be over also. This is another thing I want to be over, because I just want Jay White away from this. I want it to be over. So I hope that this ends great.
The only way for him to be out of this is to leave the fucking company. Like, he's basically a comedy act right now. And no, I'm not saying go to WWE. He can if he wants, but he could go anywhere else that's not AEW, because right now he's a laughing stock. Like, Darby Allin fucking, like, pointed it out.
Yeah, and that's true. Like, holy shit. So, then we had the next match where, for the first time, two guys who literally have a whole nother profession decided to show up and do their thing, because they're contractors. They're known for building things and making things better, because, like, they pour cement and they literally cemented their legacy as the greatest tag team alive. I lie to you not. You're not going to tell me that there's a better tag team than fucking FTR. FTR went in there and had a fucking match against the Infantry. The fucking Infantry, and made that shit inner fucking taining. Holy fucking hell. Holy hell. My God.
I didn't know the Infantry was that fucking good too. Well, FTR made him look good, I guess. I don't know, but the match was good. Like, it was better than I expected.
The last time I seen the infantry, they did not look this good. This match, they looked so good. They had people standing on their fucking feet, cheering and shit. Oh my God. Like, oh my God. FTR are, they're so fucking good. Like, they're so good. Like, I'm watching this match and I'm going, ain't no fucking way the infantry is this good. There's no way the infantry is this good. And FTR just kept making them look better and better and better. And the last time they had a match against somebody, you're like, oh, they're not going to make them look good. Ricky Starks and Big Bill. And I was like, oh my God, they're a great tag team. Why were they a great tag team? Because they fought FTR. Holy shit, FTR is great. Like, greatest tag team ever. I'm definitely not giving the Young Bucks anything because you can't do what FTR no. did.
Nah. But at least in this match, they did the right thing. FTR, that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, because giving the titles to fucking Ricky and fucking Big Bill, no, all that was for nothing.
Yeah. But FTR,
man, so yeah.
They just look so good. They made the infantry feel like they were a great tag team. I'm like part of me is like, wow, the infantry can have a tag team run, and it's like, no, they can't. Not really. It's just FTR that made them look good.
We could try it. I mean, I don't know if it will work, but we could try experimentation.
I'm just going to say right now, I can't wait to next week because, like, the tag team they're facing the next week, I want to see how they make them look. I want to see how that works. So we have Big Bill and Ricky Starks, and they're cutting a promo in the back. And they're like, I don't even know what they're talking about. Like, because part of me is like, I totally checked out. And it's not even because I don't like Ricky Starks and Big Bill, because they literally was like, yo, we're going to beat Top Flight. And I'm like, yeah, that checks out. Like, that checks out. So everything you're saying is like, I'm just like, yeah, no, that checks out. Like, you're not even saying anything. I was like, you're not even saying anything wrong. I'm like, yeah, y'all going to beat Top Flight and y'all going to face FTR next week. Because they already started saying, it was like, yeah, FTR, like, last time we was in a ring, you think history is going to repeat itself twice? We're going to beat you this time. And I'm like, you know what? They could beat FTR next week. That would make sense. That's exactly what I felt. I was like, yeah, like, they're definitely going to beat Top Flight. Like, it's over. But we'll get to that when the match.
I don't like them as a tag team.
I like them as a tag team just because it's Ricky Starks and he's doing something, and that's the only reason.
Okay.
So then we get Edge, Mark Briscoe, and Eddie Kingston, and they say, "At Dynasty, we're gonna take on the House of Black." And I'm like, "The fuck is happening? Like, it should be Malakai Black versus Edge for the TNT title. Give us that." They're like, "Nope, we're giving you a fucking six man at Dynasty." I'm like, "All right, fuck it, whatever. I don't even care anymore."
It's a six man tag, player. Holla.
Dude, like, at that moment, I really fucking checked out because it's like, you have all of the components is just like put on as one in one on one great match where everybody's just like screaming to have Malakai Black versus Edge. People literally were screaming like when that happened. It was like, oh shit, we're getting Malakai Black in a singles match against Edge. This is going to fucking rule. And they're like, you're getting a six man. I was like, fuck no, this shit.
You're absolutely right, but something else there, right? Because that's the one everybody's talking. That's the one everybody cared about. The one nobody cares about, but still, it should have happened, right? Mm-hmm. Eddie Kingston helping him or whatever and helping out Jay Briscoe, right? Mm-hmm. I say when they were, like, all three of them in the ring and, like, fucking House of Black disappeared, he should have turned on fucking Briscoe and beat his ass. Because there's a promo, I don't know if it's YouTube or if it was actually on the show, where he said his mentor, I think it was Homicide, wants him to go back to the old Eddie Kingston. Old Eddie Kingston would have beat his ass.
Okay, so here's the only problem with that is they literally, like, it's just next week. Next week is their title match, next Friday. So, like, there's no time for it to happen. Because, like, it could happen at the pay-per-view, But then it like then they have to be a tag team like 3 weeks later for fucking Dynasty. So that's stupid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I agree with your original like thing. It should not be a six man. You know what I mean? It should be Malakai Black mm-hmm. versus Edge, and mm-hmm. then you know Eddie should have betrayed Jay. None of that should have happened.
Exactly. Like that would have been way better, and I would have been way more hype. And it's like, nope, we're doing the six man, and we're getting everybody on the show. I'm like, okay, whatever. So then we had Kyle O'Reilly in another singles match against JD Drake. And to me, this match went way shorter than it should have went, because I liked the way that JD Drake was actually fighting against Kyle O'Reilly and fighting back and doing some shit. But Kyle O'Reilly was like, no, fuck you. Match is over. And I was like, oh, okay.
And JD Drake's impressive. Like he's really great. He looks like one of those people that loses all the time, but mm-hmm. which he actually is. But like, they give him a chance. I think he could go. He could be somebody.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he had like 5 more minutes with Kyle O'Reilly, this would have been great. And then the Undisputed mm-hmm. Kingdom came out and helped out Kyle O'Reilly. They picked him up and they celebrated with him. And then Kyle O'Reilly just like left. I'm like, just join the Kingdom, because like, that's where you should be. Like, all of this dumb shit is for no reason.
Here's the thing. I'm mm-hmm. probably totally off base with this. Mm-hmm. As they're coming out and they raise them up and whatever, I had, for all intents and purposes, I'm going to call it Tiffany Epiphany.
Yes.
They have them up, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, Roderick Strong is, like, celebrating whatever. In my head, why did I picture the fucking Randy Orton and Triple H thing and whatever? Thumbs up. Thumbs up, buddy. You won. Fuck that. Thumbs down. And then they fucking, like, slam him and beat his ass.
Dude, that's, like, Ian Riccaboni said the same shit. It was like, I don't know about him being up there on their shoulders right now. I don't trust them. And, like, yeah. For a second, I'm like, yeah, that's exactly, like, what was going to happen. And then when they put them down and they just, like, walked around, I was like, so just join up with the crew. Like, they're not turning on you, so just join up with the crew. Like, there's no reason for you not to. Just join up with the crew. I know he wants to do this by himself, but, like, fuck, just do it. Just fucking leave. Just fucking leave and join the crew. That's all.
Might as well, right?
Basically. So then we get Top Flight Security versus Big Bill and Ricky Starks. And this match is going, and then all of a sudden, something happens to Ricky Starks. And Ricky just goes down, and they just finish the match, and Top Flight beats Ricky Starks. So apparently Ricky Starks got a stinger, so he's okay. But when he went down, I was like, what the fuck, dude? I was
kind of got you there for a second.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit, he's fucked. But apparently he's okay. He just got a stinger.
That's good.
So then they did a promo for Will Ospreay versus Will Hobbs. And
Battle of the Wills.
You know what? The funny part is like you're not joking, because they literally have that as the fucking thing, like the tagline for this at AEW Dynamite. It says the Battle of the Wills. Not even joking. And I was like, okay. As soon as they announced this match, I was like, you know what? I'm all for this. Thumbs up. I'm all for it. So then we get Lady Frost versus La Mera Mera, Thunder Rosa. And once again, I thought this was going to be a straight up squash match. Like, Thunder was going to beat the shit out of Lady Frost. It was going to be over, but Lady Frost got some offense. And Thunder beat her. And for the first fucking time since she's been back in the company, she does the promo where she's talking to the camera. They fucking acknowledge it. They was like, oh, she must be talking to this next person that we're going to interview about the title that she's going for. I'm like, well, thank Jesus. She's been saying this shit since she's been back. She's been saying, I want a title. I want to go for the title. Champion should be wary. I'm going to go for the championship. I'm going to beat you. And she's been saying this. Everybody's been like, yeah, whatever, whatever. Let's go to the next thing. And now finally they're like, oh, she's talking about this person. And then we had a cinematic moment because it went black and white. We had Toni Storm talking to Mariah May. And she said, I know what you want. I know what you've been wanting this whole time. And she just turns around and she kisses Mariah May. I was like, oh, okay.
That was not on my bingo card for tonight.
That was on no one's bingo card. That was, wow. This wow. That's all I can say. Just wow. And it was like, oh, okay. And then Toni Storm, I forgot what she called her. She didn't call her Thunder Rosa. She called her Shower Tulips. I was like, she needs to stop. She needs to be stopped. Like, with all of these weird names she gives people, she needs to be stopped. I can't wait to the day she faces Mercedes Moné and calls her something completely random. I can't wait. It's going to be great.
Right.
So then she gives Mariah May a match against Thunder Rosa on Dynamite. So part of me is like good, but also part of me is like bad, because now Mariah May is going to have her first loss against Thunder Rosa. You can't have Thunder Rosa win this. And I mean, Thunder Rosa loses. So, what I mean, she can't lose this. She has to win. Yep. She's going for the title. So
yep,
that's the thing. But I mean, it's going to be a great match, either way.
Of course.
So then we had the main event. And I'm not even joking. Right before this main event comes on, I had to check and make sure this was live. Because I'm like, wait a minute, is this live? Because literally 24 hours ago, Bryan Danielson, Claudio Castagnoli, John Moxley, and Willow were all down in Mexico wrestling for CMLO. And I'm like, there's no way to do it. I know people are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, Mexico is like right there. Yeah, no, Mexico is right there, but this was in fucking Canada. So they had to take a flight from Mexico all over the US to get to Canada. And you never know how travel could be. So I thought this was like not live, but no, it was live. Like, Bryan Danielson and Claudio came back and they were ready for the main event in the six man with Shibata. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, that was crazy.
Right.
So, yeah. So, Bryan Danielson and his team last night, they lost, but Bryan Danielson will be taking on Blue Panther 1-on-1 next week on CMLL. So, that's the thing.
Okay.
And Willow, she won her match. So, yeah, I mean, that's good. So then we had the sixth man against the Righteous and Lance Archer, which was a really, really good match because Lance Archer and Shibata started off and they were fighting, which I love. They was beating the shit out of each other and they were going. And, of course, the BBC beats the Righteous. And everybody's on their way. Bryan Danielson's going against Ospreay. We have no idea what Shibata's going to do at the pay-per-view. Neither do we know what Claudio's going to do at the pay-per-view. And Lance Archer, well, yeah, he's never getting on a pay-per-view because Tony doesn't like him. So, yeah.
Two questions.
Two answers.
So, Lance Archer, because you refer to him as Lance Archer and I forgot the name of the group, but whatever, right? The three of them, together are supposed to be a group. What's the name of the fucking group?
The Righteous Monsters.
I'm going to go with that. Second, yes. Mm-hmm. Where's Jake?
I don't know, but he's re-signed, so I have no idea where he's at.
I feel like I haven't seen Jake in a while.
Me either. Oh, and for people who kept asking why Jay White wasn't on the shows this week, like why he wasn't there, the reason he wasn't there is because for some reason his visa doesn't let him go to Canada. And that's very random. I don't know what kind of visa, but his visa doesn't let him go to Canada. And that's
isn't like a work visa let you go anywhere?
That's what I thought, but like apparently it's just only for America, and I'm just like thinking because like there's a lot of other people like Penta, Phoenix, and all of those people, they have work visas and they just are able to go to Canada and everything with no problem. I guess maybe because Jay has like a Australian visa, maybe, I don't know.
Oh my God, I thought you can say something totally different.
What?
I thought you can say because he has a warrant or something.
Oh, no. Been no, locked no. It's, yeah, it's not even that. It's just his travel visa is not for Canada, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, because you know that happens a lot. Like, you've been locked up, you can't go to certain places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, before we go to SmackDown, because that was the end of Collision, I want to clear up some bullshit that Meltzer was saying on his podcast. Because Meltzer was talking to Garrett on his podcast, and they're talking, right? And they're just talking about stuff, and Meltzer, they were talking about all of the people that WWE fired that they didn't pick up. And he goes, yeah, he was like, that's surprising that, like, Tony Khan didn't pick up anybody that was fired. He was like, you know what? He was like, nobody that has ever got fired by WWE has ever did anything. So he brought up Cody Rhodes, which wasn't fired. He brought up Moxley, which wasn't fired. He brought up Bryan Danielson, also, which wasn't fired. And he was like, yeah, see, he was like, those people, like, they just, like, left and then came to AEW. He was like, there was, like, there has been nobody that was notably fired from WWE that AEW has used in any capacity. And I'm just, like, yelling in my house because literally the two main eventers of Dynasty is Swerve Strickland and Samoa Joe, who both were fired from WWE. And I'm like, is he really saying this? Like, he's really saying this, acting like, oh, AEW hasn't used any fired talent. And he's like, nobody that ever got fired really had like any star power. And it's like, they're headlining Dynasty. What are you talking about? That made no sense. That literally made no sense.
Like, at this point, we need a fucking, when we fucking correct, well, when you correct him, whatever, we need a theme song to it.
Yeah, because, like, it's happening every fucking week. It's just, like, over and over and over. It's the dumbest shit. It's, like, it's literally stuff right there, but you're just acting like, you know what? I'm just not going to look. It's right there. And, like, it's no exactly. Disrespect. It's no disrespect to any of them. Like, fucking Swerve and Samoa Joe are headlining the fucking show, and they're going to have a fucking killer main event. Like, but you saying that AEW didn't capitalize on any of the fired WWE talent is just fucking astronomically wrong. Like, I can't believe you would even be like, yeah, you know what? That makes no fucking sense. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, you're just, like, you can see the shit that he says is like, that you just like, oh, this guy is really just some dumbass that just fucking works for AEW. And yes, I know I called him a dumbass, but yes, if you listen, like, if you literally listen to the podcast with objective ears, not even being, oh, I'm going to be a tribalist, quote unquote, you listen with objective ears and just be like, okay, I'm straight down the middle. I'm straight focused. I know both sides of the business. I know WWE side. I know AEW side. I'm listening straight focused. You see how easily he sways things to AEW side to make WWE look like a bad guy. And you're like, well, why are you doing this? Like, why are you discounting stuff and just like not giving this whole story? You're just like, no, fuck this. This makes no sense. And you're like, what are you doing? Like, that's not real journalism. Like, you're being a non-biased person. Like, you're saying some things that are just like completely biased, and that doesn't work for what you're supposed to do. Like, that doesn't work what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be non-biased. You're supposed to be like, all right, listen, I'm non-biased. And you're literally biased. Like, and another thing that's just like is a glaring obvious thing. WrestleMania is supposed to be like one of the biggest pay-per-views of the year, especially for WWE. People travel from all over. And fucking Wrestling Observer, they do this thing where they go, you know what, we're going to have a meet and greet and all of this talking stuff. They don't do WrestleMania. They don't do SummerSlam. They don't do any WWE events. But every year at Double or Nothing, hey, we're going to have our meet and greet and our fan thing. You guys come on out. Hey, at All In, we're going to have the same thing. And it's like, wait. If WWE has the biggest traveling thing, WrestleMania, people coming from all over the fucking galaxy to go to WrestleMania, why would you not want to do it WrestleMania weekend? Oh, because, you know, it's too tedious. We could go over here to AEW when they're having their biggest shows of the weekend, and we could do our own thing. We're even going to fly out to fucking London to do our thing. And it's like, doesn't that seem a little bit biased? Like, that seems like completely biased. Like, the only way we're going to have these meet and greets is at AEW pay-per-views. And it's like, doesn't that seem biased to you? But, like, just objectively looking, it's like, that seems biased. So, like, every time you say, something, it's like you're being biased. Like, you're being biased. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And that's why when I say stuff, I always have to point it out, is because, like, sometimes I don't want to fight for the other company and be like, well, that's wrong. But when you have so many people splitting misinformation, you're like, no, I kind of have to say something, because this shit is getting out of hand and people are just latching onto it and going, you know what? You're stupid. Just because this guy said it, Meltzer said it, so that's right. He's not Jesus. He's not Jesus. It's not the Bible. Wrestling Observer is not the Bible. Yes, he knows a lot about history, but he gets a lot of fucking shit wrong. He gets a lot of shit wrong. Just like he said that there's still, Cody Rhodes is still negotiating with WWE, when Cody Rhodes came on and says, yeah, no, I signed my contract a while ago and I'm going to be doing this till I'm 40. I just don't want to keep doing this until I'm old. But yeah, my contract is signed already. I've been signed for a while. So yeah. Wow. So like, once again, like, where was the journalism here saying, oh no, Cody has been signed. He's just like, no, Cody is still negotiating to be signed. And it was like, come on, dude. And then when somebody calls him on it, he's like, no. I said he was signed, but every fucking time. And it's just like, it's getting annoying. And I've been saying this for years. I've been saying he's not the paragon of virtue that you think he is when it comes to journalism news right now. Pro Wrestling Insider, Sean Ross Sapp, even Andrew Zarian, like, they're way more tapped in than him. So him saying stuff is just like just shooting in the dark, just like bam, bam. Like, if I hit something, I hit something. Those other guys are literally hitting the mark and saying exactly what's going on before shit happens. And you're like, oh, okay, I believe these people. It's just, he's been around for the longest. Yes, he's a journalist. And yes, he knows all of the old stuff. But when it comes to right now, he's missing the mark a lot. So, you know. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So we go over to SmackDown. And SmackDown didn't have The Rock, and SmackDown didn't have Roman or Cody or any big stars, we thought. So it starts off with Pretty Deadly versus Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. And they're having a match, and Randy winds up on outside. One of the Pretty Deadlies, I don't know their names, has him on the outside. The other one's in the inside. And all of a sudden, from under the ring, Logan Paul comes up and knocks the shit out of Kevin Owens with the knuckles. and Kevin's laid out, and Pretty Deadly gets the win. I did not see them winning.
Right.
And
by the way, one of them, the blonde, is named Elton, and the brunette is named Kit.
Okay. So it must have been Elton was on the outside because Kit was the one who got the win. So
okay.
Then in a thing that we don't see in WWE, we probably only see this in AEW mostly, or like the indies. We never see this happen in WWE, which was actually fucking shocking to me. So Randy comes in, and Randy is looking at Kevin like, what the fuck happened? How did you lose? He literally is yelling at him, and Kevin goes, Logan hit me. He's like, what? Logan hit me. So Randy goes, okay. Randy looks around, and he looks at all four of the corners, and Kevin points that way. So Randy goes under the ring and grabs Logan Paul and starts beating his ass. And Logan Paul runs out. And I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't happen in WWE. People are stupid and they just walk off. Like, this shouldn't happen.
Like, right? They continue this shit.
Yeah, that was really random. They chased after Logan Paul, and Logan Paul stole a car and got out of there. And I'm mad at people for not pointing out he stole that person's car and never said anything. He just stole some dude's car and drove off. That's crazy.
Pretty much.
Like, to be honest, I have no idea how this whole Randy Orton thing goes on with Randy and Logan Paul and them. I have no idea how this works. Because, like, Logan Paul is going to keep the title. So, like, I'm just confused. Like, why are they having this match?
But if they don't go that route and they give it to somebody else. Like, I'm 100% sure he's winning the title. I mean, he's keeping the title, but, like, what if they don't, though?
Yeah, I would be so shocked. So, then they did a backstage thing hyping up EO and Bayley because EO was doing an interview. And she's doing the interview, and she's cutting his promo, and she's speaking in Japanese. And all of a sudden, she gets attacked by Bayley. Bayley just attacks the living shit out of her, and this is the funniest part about this whole ass-kicking. Io was speaking Japanese the whole entire time. Bayley starts kicking her ass, and she just starts speaking English. She's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, wait, what? Like, you were just speaking Japanese. What happened? She's like, what are you doing here? And it's just a whole fight for, like, 3 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck?
She beat the English in her.
Dude, yeah, and this shit was funny because, like, it was like a real kind of fight, and like, okay, at least they're hyping up the Bayley versus EO thing instead of just like not giving a fuck. They're like, oh no, we care. So
yeah, it took them forever to fucking like give it some props, but at least they're doing it now.
Yes. So then we had a segment that was breathtaking, astounding, and mind-blowing, because Nick Aldis comes out. Nick Aldis is standing there and he says, I'm going to bring out a game changer for SmackDown and make it the number one wrestling promotion in the world. And so the wrestling program. And it was funny because a lot of people said the same exact thing. Was like, if SmackDown wasn't the number one wrestling program, then what the fuck was? Because, like, SmackDown literally gets the most viewers. Like literally, yeah. what was the number one program if it wasn't, Nick? Like, he said, I'm going to make it the number one. It already was. What are you talking about? It was so random. Even AEW, like, super fans said the same exact thing. Was like, isn't SmackDown the most viewed show? Like, what the fuck is he talking about? Like, that was random. So fucking random.
We're going to go beyond number one.
I guess. So then the snow, the storm, and the rain hit because Jade Cargill's entrance. My God. It was the entrance made specifically for her. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Yep. I love, like, everything, like, feels like the way he was in AEW, which was great, but just a little bit more.
That's exactly what everybody said. They said the entrance was the AEW entrance, but it was like on steroids. Like it was so, like it was just so amazing. And she came out and she looked like $1 million. Like to the point that fucking Wade Barrett was supposed to be talking and he was just tripping over his words. He couldn't get out what he was saying. He just was so enamored with just the beauty and the magnificence of this woman. He just couldn't say anything.
Yeah, I'm with him.
Yes. He said,
fuck that, I ain't saying shit.
So then we cut in the back and we cut the damage control. And if you listen closely, you should have knew what was coming because Kayla says, yeah, so what about Jade Cargill? And fucking Dakota Kai goes, dude, it's all about damage control. No one should be thinking about anything else but damage control. And what Bailey did to Io was reprehensible. And damage control, tonight, we're going to take out Bianca. It's like, okay. It was like, okay, but like you just said, you don't care about Jade. So that should have been the first tip off. Like, huh, you said you don't care about Jade. Why did you say that? That was random.
Basically.
Yes. So then they have a Snickers commercial with OTM and Scripps and the Street Profits. I'm just so baffled. I'm so baffled.
It was so fucking random.
Yes. So then we have a backstage thing. And I don't even fault him for this. I don't fault him for this at all. I'm not gonna lie. I don't fault him for this. And this is gonna sound weird. So we have Isla Dawn. Isla Dawn comes up and she's talking to Nick Aldis and she's trying to get him to put her and Isla and Alba Fire in the
song. Alba Fire.
But Nick Aldis looks down. He looks down. He looks down. And I don't fault you, Nick. I don't fault you at all. And you got caught, but I don't fault you at all. And he just like, he tries to tell her something, but Alba Fire is like, no, we gotta go. And Isla Dawn is like, no, we got this idea. I don't know what they have, but whatever it is, they should give it to her. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Now, what I was gonna say, not to like, as you would say, give him bail or whatever for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what if it was the camera angle? He really wasn't like looking down. He was looking down at her, like in her face. But it looked like from the angle that, you know, he was looking at her.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
I mean, we could shoot him some bail, but we are all human. We are all human.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. Everyone looked down. Everyone looked down at the same time. Was like, oh, that's all everyone said. Was like, oh.
Yeah, it's totally fine. I'm just saying, like, what if it was that?
I mean, let's shoot him some bail and say, you know what, Nick, you was looking down in her face because you were tall. That's it.
That's it.
So then he bumps into AJ Styles, and AJ Styles is like, did you say that he's not here tonight? He's like, what are you talking about? You said LA Knight is banned from the building, right? He said, no, I said he's not here, and I'm going to make sure he doesn't interrupt you tonight. I don't know where he's at. Well, good. He better not be here, because I'm going to go out and talk about him. Okay, sure, whatever. That's exactly what he said.
I was about to say, I feel like that's what he said, too.
Yes. And AJ Styles, somewhere, I don't remember where the interview was, he said he has a new song because the song he has does not fit him. He has a new song and he will be debuting it at WrestleMania. So I'm hoping it's the song that we love. Yes. And I hope it's Evil Ways. So,
like, even before you finish the statement, yes.
Yes. So then we go in the back and we see the Street Profits all together with Bobby Lashley and I don't even remember the girl's name. Jesus, what is the girl's name?
B-Fab.
And they're talking and Street Profits are ready to go out and they're going to take on A-Town Down Under. And right as they're about to win, Street Profits look up on the screen and fucking Karrion Kross beat the shit out of Bobby Lashley and B-Fab and they're both down. And it distracts the Street Profits, and they lose. A-Town Down Under goes to WrestleMania. And there was a point in the match that made me fucking laugh because it was so great. So Grayson Waller's on the outside, and Angelo Dawkins gives him the pounce. He pounces him into Corey's lap, but Corey can't move fast enough, and Corey just falls back in the chair. This was so funny.
Corey caught a stray.
Yes. So then after the match, AOP comes out. Karrion Kross is still beating down Bob Lash. Everybody's having a fight. And Karrion Kross just beats the shit out of Street Profits, beats everybody down, and just yells, "Now no one's going to WrestleMania." I was like, what? It's canceled? The fuck do you mean?
None of them. None of them.
He should have made it clearer because he said, "Now no one's going to WrestleMania." I'm like, what the fuck? It's canceled? Son of a bitch.
Now that you said that, I want somebody to like really do that shit. Like, WrestleMania is canceled.
That would be like, so good.
Dude, what?
Like, I would laugh my fucking ass off. So,
all right.
The Judgment Day are in the back and they're fucking watching because, like, they have a stake in this. And they're like, okay, yeah, we're going to watch. And, like, at one point, I totally forgot why they were there, but they're the tag team champions, so then I remembered. So, then we had Santos come out, and Santos came out and he said, basically, listen, he's like, I implored Dominic because Dominic hates Ray just as much as I hate Ray. Fuck that guy. We're going to beat the shit out of Ray. Fuck Ray. So, Dominic comes out, and they're talking and how much they hate Ray. Dominic's getting booed to fucking shit. And then the LWO comes out, and Ray says, listen, you two are my biggest haters, and I hate both of you. So at WrestleMania, I'm going to give you a match because I hate you. I'm like, that made no sense, but sure. All right.
And this was feel bad. You hit your son.
Uh-huh. That's good. But the funniest part, though, was Ray was like, I'm going to take you two on. And I got a tag team partner of my choosing, somebody from the LWO. And you see Carlito go, yeah, this was smile, like, woo. And then he's like, Dragon League. Carlito's like, oh, not me. That was good.
And the fans were chanting for him, too.
Exactly. But it's Dragon League and Rey Mysterio versus Santos Escobar and Dominic. And then a fight broke out with the women and everybody else involved. It was a big fight, LWO versus Legado del Fantasma. That was a thing.
So I feel like, oh, this is a throwaway. Like, it's going to be in a pre-show, so who cares?
Yeah. So then we had Naomi and Bianca said, listen, dog, listen. I'm sorry about last week. I know what they did to me, and I'm still having PTSD for what they've done to me. I know you ain't been here, but, like, you know, but you my dog. I love you. And they basically was like, yo, we on the same page. I love you. Like, we team. And then they just, like, they basically just made up, and they were best friends. I was like, of course they're best friends. Like, you can't get mad at them. They're best friends.
Right.
And so then we go back to the ring and Angel and Berto are still out there because they have a tag team match in this fucking weird ass tag team tournament and they're getting ready for their opponents to come out. And then we go into the back and all of Judgment Day is there and everybody's there. Dominic comes in and Rhea's like, I thought we were supposed to talk about this. And Dom was like, yo, listen, I mean, I just did the thing because, you know, I don't know. And then he walks off because he's injured. And then
he was like, I just want you to be proud of me. I want all of you to be proud of me.
But then they go back to fucking Priest. And Priest is like, yeah, we're going to leave gold. And Rhea looks at him and goes, is there something you want to talk about? And then he just says, no, you know what? He's like, then he looks at her and goes, is it something you want to talk about? I swear to God, this whole team is just going to fucking blow up because everybody just wants to know, what do they have anything to talk about? And Finn has nothing to talk about. This is weird.
They said the same thing to fucking Dom. Like, I feel like they feel like that Dom's leaving the group.
I feel like they all feel like each other's leaving the group because Priest thinks Rhea's leaving. Rhea thinks Dom's leaving. Rhea also thinks Priest is leaving. And Finn is just there. Nothing about this is saying Judgment Day is less than past WrestleMania. Like, Judgment Day is either getting a facelift after WrestleMania or they're just, like, disbanding after WrestleMania. Because this is, I don't think they're lasting any longer.
Like, how are they going to leave the Hispanic man all by himself? He didn't do anything. Leave Finn alone.
That's true. That is true.
It fucked you up a little bit.
No, it didn't, because his wife's birthday was the other day and he just tweeted in all Spanish. And I was like, yeah, you know what? That checks out.
Yes.
I didn't even question it at the point. I was like, you know what? That just checks out. I'm just going to move on.
Yes.
So then we had the Brawling Brute, not the Brawling Brutes, Catch Point Wrestling 22, or Catch Down Under, or Catch Republic, New Catch Republic.
I was going to say Catch Republic.
Yeah, New Catch Republic. They win and they go to WrestleMania and they're happy. So are they in the six-man? Are they in the six-person match? Or, like, am I crazy? Or, like, did I miss something? Like, are they finally in the six tag team match? Or is this more to the bullshit? Are. Okay, good.
The match is done. Like, everybody who's supposed to be in it is in it.
All right, because this was a goddamn shit show. It was a fucking shit show. And so then we had the director's cut of Rock beating the shit out of Cody Rhodes. We had the director's cut, literally the director's cut, when
that ain't what happened.
Yeah. They told him to cut. He was like, we don't cut the fucking cameras around here. And he just started beating the shit out of Cody more. He whipped him. He said fuck a lot of times. It was great. It was great. The Rock is great.
You know, it continued even after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a tweet out there. Like, he's pissed. He's like, you don't fucking tell me to fucking quit. Like, quit. I don't care. It's me. Like, basically that.
Yeah, and that is fucking awesome. And then we went back to Paul Heyman, and Paul Heyman said, that beatdown was courtesy of the Tribal Chief. He told Rock to do that. And then he told the Tribal Chief, he's like, Jimmy Uso is going to take care of Jay. And Jimmy goes, I'm not going to take care of Jay because he's not even going to make it to WrestleMania because our brother is going to take care of Jay. And Solo says, I'm going to take care of Jay, courtesy of the Tribal Chief. And at that moment, it went back to previous podcasts and it made me just think for a second. It was like, could this happen? Could this happen? Because it just what? Hit me and I'm like, are we still going to get it? Like, are we still going to get Roman versus Solo for the championship? Are we going to get, that makes sense. It makes sense. It feels like this could happen. I know it's not because, like, all the things that, like, stacked up against Cody, he has to overcome it. WrestleMania is his time, blah, 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 yada, 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 whatever. Yeah. I believe that, but, like, I'm still holding on to that what if. that what if scenario that should happen. It should if.
Yeah. Because like, what if everybody gets what they want except us, right? And then that leads into fucking Rock versus Roman, right? Because Roman takes both falls, the tag team one, and he loses the title, right? And then the next night on Raw, you have the Bloodline there, and they all turn on Roman, including The Rock and whatever. So then, like, if, like in between Rock and, like, right before Rock and Roman, you have Rock, I mean, yeah, you have Roman and Solo.
No, I mean, I'm okay with that, but, like, I want him to fight for the head of the table and the title. Like, like, I would like that to happen. And, like, that would be great because it would lead to, like, the whole, hey, we're all splitting up and, like, Roman's losing everything because now everybody is turning against him, blah, blah, blah. And that would, like, that would be a great thing to Cody to get the title eventually. But we're still... Yeah. We're still getting Cody to win that fucking goddamn title.
Finish your story.
Yeah, that's going to finish us story. But there's always hope. There's always hope. So,
yes.
Then we had AJ Styles. He comes out, and AJ Styles is talking about LA Knight, how he's going to beat his ass. And then he was like, you know what? You're probably here. Where are you? And then he's like, come on down. He's like, what, you're going to come down from the stands? And then he's like, what, mate, maybe you're the cameraman. It was some bald guy. He's like, you're not the cameraman. He's like, maybe you're going to come. And then somebody hopped the, like, hopped the gate. He's like, it's you. It's you right there. And security grabbed him, and they escorted this dude out. It was just a random fucking dude. It was a random fucking dude. He didn't have shit to do with nothing. It's a random fucking dude. And security escorted him out. And then AJ's like, yeah, you're not showing up. You're not man enough to show up. And then they just pan over a little bit, and security's still standing there. And security starts taking off his hat. I'm like, oh my God, it's fucking LA Knight. LA Knight is... That shit was funny because he looked up on the fucking Titantron and he was like, oh. And then he got his ass beat. Because he looked on the Titantron and was like, oh. And LA Knight beat the shit up. He
literally said, oh, too.
That shit was funny. Like, this feud is, like, whatever it is, but, like, hey, at least it's a thing. That's all I can say. It's a thing.
There's some funny parts, yeah.
Yes. So, then we had a Tiffany promo. And I'm watching this, and my mind is just racing. Because it's like, okay. This is not fair. This isn't fair. So Tiffany's talking, and the way that she's talking and everything she's saying, I'm like, okay, they're bringing back kind of her gimmick of, like, she's better than everyone. But I'm watching this, and I'm going, you're cutting a promo like a person that's been in this business for, like, 20 years. You're making me feel like, oh, you're a star already. I'm like, how the fuck is she not on WrestleMania? Like, how is she not on WrestleMania? Like, Tiffany is definitely, like, she's something. Like, she has something. And I'm like, whatever the fuck she has, it's like, what the fuck is going on? Why, like, why is she cutting this promo, and then why is she able to wrestle like she can? Why is she this way? What is going on?
It's crazy, right?
And then she was talking about, like, there's something that all these women have. And then she just says, lip filler. And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, don't you have a filler? Like, were you talking about yourself? I'm like, the fuck? Okay, cool. But, like, that promo
Let me.
Well, that promo just, it literally felt like she was a superstar, too. And I'm like, I felt like she was, like, the champion, and she just, like, took some time off, and she's just like, yeah, at WrestleMania, I'm gonna have a match. And it's like, I was like, why are you not at WrestleMania? Like, the fuck is going on?
She's that good. She doesn't want to be at WrestleMania.
I guess, but I felt like that was a glaring omission.
So, of course.
So then we had Bianca Belair versus Evie. I mean, Dakota Kai. So her and Dakota had this great match. And Dakota lost, but of course Bianca gets beat up because here comes Damage Control. And then Naomi comes out, and then it's a 3-on-1. And then here comes Jade Cargill. Jade Cargill comes out, and she lays out Asuka. She lays out Dakota, and she lays out Kairi. And so basically they did a Tony Khan, because they literally said right after this match was over, it was like, yeah, this is a 6-person match at WrestleMania. Yep, there you go. I'm like, oh, okay.
You're welcome.
Yes. So Jade gets to be on WrestleMania, so I'm happy for that.
Right? Good for her.
Yes, because like all the ways we were trying to get Jade to WrestleMania did not work. We thought she was going to be on Raw, but they were like, nope, nope, we have something for her, and this is what we have. So I'm actually excited to see her fucking entrance. Like, I want to see her entrance at WrestleMania, see what's how it's going to look, because it's probably going to look amazing. Because, like, the one on SmackDown looked amazing. So, wow.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. So, like, if the regular one looked like amazing, imagine, like, the outstanding one. Like, shit.
Yeah, this is going to be fucking... It's going to be great. Like, everybody, like, everybody's entrance at WrestleMania is going to be fucking amazing, because I know everybody's going to tear it up and they're going to do their thing in the matches and all that, but the entrances, their rain gear, all of that shit is going to be fucking phenomenal. It's going to be fucking phenomenal. Like, I wonder how many people are going to debut new shit besides AJ Styles.
I was just about to say AJ again, because you said it earlier, but yeah.
Yeah, like, he's the only one who has, like, officially said, yo, I'm going to debut my new music at WrestleMania. So I wonder who else is going to debut new stuff. Because, like, that's usually the time when, like, people debut new music, new ring gear, new everything. Like, people debut new stuff right around the WrestleMania time. So
yes,
wonder who's going to be new.
Damage Control, maybe?
I hope so. I hope so.
I'll be okay with that. Because thing with Damage Control, maybe just me in the beginning, I don't know if they tweaked it a little bit, but did you notice when the original Damage Control, the three of them, right? The music was basically Bailey's like theme, but with fucking like words over it.
Wait, no, it Bailey's theme has words.
Well, no, other words then. Like, it had, like, more of a rap vibe to it.
Yeah. So, like, they definitely need to change that, because they can't be associated with Bailey.
Yeah.
And I feel like Bailey also needs, like, new music. Like,
if she gets her wish, she'll get the Paramore thing, so...
I really hope they just go with it and say, yeah, no, we're going to give you the Paramore music, and you can, like, I don't know if they'll give it to her, like, permanently, but, like, just for her to come out, yeah. Like, I'll...
Or a version of it.
Yeah, or a version of it, that will work. Because, like, I don't know, the thing is, I don't know if she's going to be, like, full-on face. If she's going to be full on face, she's going to need a total wipe and change of her music. Like, she's going to need a whole new musical vibe, because she's going to be a face, which she's not now.
Yeah.
So that's going to be something to look forward to. Everybody else is pretty much going to be damn near the same, just like what a different thing. Downstreet actually said that they were going to do something at the pay-per-view, and Downstreet is the people who made Cody's music, so it's like, okay, they'll probably just do that.
Like, perform his shit, yeah.
So, I mean, WrestleMania is, like, in a few days, so, I mean, Now, on the next podcast, we will have our full predictions plus the Raw recap, the Dynamite recap, and NXT recap. And we're definitely going to have our whole entire breakdown of our WrestleMania predictions, our Stand and Deliver predictions, our Supercard of Honor predictions, our Sakura Genesis predictions, and I don't know, whatever show is going to happen that weekend. But we're going to have those four predictions and our recaps next week. And then we'll be off to WrestleMania. So, yeah.
Get ready.
So, any last words?
That was my last words. Get ready.
Okay.